Welcome to the Can You Extra Special motherfucking podcast. Can You Chronicles again. I guess I'll go into it. It's just 166. Another week. Another episode. Pushing forward. I know I'd be talking... No, it's leaving on for a minute. It's still... Leave the air on.
The people don't need to know about our air situation.
It's all good. So, anyways... Just getting into another special here. You know, I cover mostly sports this now, but you know, I also be talking about industry, music. So, here with my wonderful wife, my best half, Renee Martoff, a.k.a. Sharabella Events. Shouting out at all, PR.
Even PR publicist.
Publicist, yes.
I am a Hollywood publicist.
Okay. We can just go, whatever. People already know your voice by the way. If they're a real listener, the real listeners that know the show, you've heard Renee before.
Yes, I know you guys have the MIA, but you know,
it's not even that. We just don't sometimes just get it going like that. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah,
we're gonna do more of this.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying MIA meaning I'm working.
I know.
Yeah, so.
But I'm saying we still can get these opportunities, so we'll do some more.
Exactly. But,
So we're going to talk about this Cardi B, Nicki thing that popped off today, right? Started kind of today or just the other day?
No, this started like today. I literally, I came home, took a nap, and woke up to a whole bunch of, a whole bunch of notifications flooding with Cardi B pictures and photos and the Shade Room. You guys are not familiar with the Shade Room, TSR. They are very popular on Instagram. It is like Black Hollywood news, if you get into it. They are the Black TMZ, all of that. So,
yeah, a lot of people probably know the Shade Room, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I don't know who you're
talking about. Yeah, no. True enough, but I'm just saying. Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they're pretty, I've been hearing their name in a lot of different podcasts,
okay, actually. Okay, good, yeah, because Shane Room is be like, ooh, chow. So
for Kreischer, he'll be bringing it up. Okay. He knows about it, yeah.
Okay, so So basically, like I've been saying for a long time, it's been a minute since we even did a podcast on this. I don't know.
Yeah, but, May, when we were in Pittsburgh. Right, it was Memorial Day.
Okay, pretty yeah, much. So, but that would have been way before the start of the initial beef, the public beef between Nicki and Cardi started actually in September, and I know that is because I was, it went down when I was in Atlanta with, my artist, Aina Brianna.
True that.
So.
Well, we were talking about Pusha and Drake, but... Yeah,
that was about, it was about that. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, September was the initial
Nicki and Cardi
situation where they were at the fashion...
Met Gala.
Was that the Met Gala?
Yeah, the Met Gala in New York City. The wonderful Met. Yes.
Well, they were at that, it was like an after... No, it was during Fashion Week.
Yes, but in May?
No, not May. September is when all the fight stuff broke out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you, okay. Yeah.
Well, come on, keep up. So I was in Atlanta, and there was, it was New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, it was.
And I don't
but
think
it was
that,
at the, it was being held at the Met, though.
No, it was not. It was an after party for a fashion event.
Okay. Well, they reported it kind of in that fashion because it was a part of that. So
I don't think it was part of the Met Gala, though. It was a whole different fashion show. But fast forward, nevertheless, we'll get.
No, that's no big deal. I'm just
we'll get that.
That's
tea
what
later.
I. That's how I was seeing it. That's why I'm saying that.
So we'll get that tea later. But it was at a fashion event, like the after party or whatever, from New York Fashion Week, and apparently, so the whole beef started where. It already started. It had just kind of boiled over because supposedly Nicki Minaj was, you know, talking crap on Cardi B's baby. You know, she had just had her baby and everything. That was really Cardi's first, you know, time really being out in public since she had the baby and whatever. And, you know, Nicki, to me, was butthurt about the sales activity with Cardi B's... you know, album, you know, releasing still, you know, even though it had already released, you know, Cardi's like multi-platinum on Bodak Yellow, the whole nine. Fast forward, they had the altercation or whatever, and then we're going to fast forward to today. Well, we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the event at the fashion party. So, we saw all kind of footage of you know, what was going down or whatever, right? And we saw Cardi B being escorted out by security and she had the knot on her head or whatever.
Right.
So it was reported by TMZ and the people there that the knot did come from security trying to block her or whatever. And, you know, I guess the little light that they flash, you know, to, you know.
Yeah, flashlight.
The little flashlight to get people to move back, stand back, whatever. Kind of caught Cardi.
Obviously got her good.
Got her good or whatever. But she was cool. She wasn't fazed. And then we saw Nicki Minaj standing in the corner and she's like, I'm not moving this spot. I'm not leaving this spot.
Right.
And so it's just like, okay, you really didn't want them paws. You really didn't want them hands. So you stayed your ass in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Ra Ali, if you guys are not familiar with Ra Ali, she's known for being on Loving Hip Hop New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she's supposed to be good friends with Nicki Minaj and her camp. She was there and, you know, she was rah-rah and everybody was rah-rah and, you know, whatever. So we're going to fast forward that to today. So now, you know, Nicki Minaj, she's been going on Queen Radio.
Wait, but there's a lot you're saying right now. Hold on.
I know. Well,
yeah. Slow you down, so.
This is my thing, Nicki Minaj, right? How you saying that I got ragged by Ra Ali when there's so many footages of that night, every single angle, and where am I getting ragged at? Why would I be here sitting in line like, oh yeah, I did this, I did that, knowing that the next day there's gonna be so much footages of that same night? And second of all, how you say that I was the wild animal, that I attacked you, that you was mortified, that you was humiliated, playing the victim, but now you're the gangster? You need to pick a side. Do you want to be the victim or do you want to be the gangster? You lie so much, you can't even keep up with your fucking lies. First, you're saying that you got the footage, your cameraman got the footage, but now you're talking about you want to pay somebody $100,000 if they give you the footage? Yo, makes sense when you're talking. I thought you was the victim. I know what there's footage of. You standing on the wall talking about, I'm standing right here, Miss Chung Lee, the Street Fighter. Get the fuck out of here. And since you want to bring that motorsport shit up again, I'm glad you brung it up because I've been dying to talk about it for a fucking hot minute. First of all, you changed your verse 2 or 3 times. And the day before we were supposed to do the motorsport video, you turned in your last verse of it. And I was not feeling of you talking about, oh, if Cardi the QB, I'm Nick Lombardi, following it up with, bitch, you my son, go sit on a potty. Bitch, you not my coach, because you never helped me to get in this fucking career. And I'm nothing like you, so I'm definitely not your fucking son. I'm a real-ass person. You not. So fuck out of here. And I called you that night. Oh, and I got the receipts, babe. All right. There's my phone. I'm going to my camera that I went all the way up, October 22nd, this was your number. I called you twice, and you didn't answer. No, show you. It's from the beginning. And I told my label, I'm not doing the video if she don't change her verse. And then my thing is, if you had a problem that I went on the radio and I said that you changed your verse, which you did, which I'm not lying, sis, you had a whole 6 months to call my phone and talk about it like a grown-ass woman. Or you could have hit up Quavo so we could link up like the first time that we linked up and talk about shit in L.A. But no, you waited a whole 6 months when you dropped the single to talk about it. How convenient is that? Wow. How convenient is fucking that? And then you want to talk about how I wanted to be on the Creepy Kush remix and I was trying to stop your back. Sis, what are you talking about? First of all, I didn't even know Bad Bunny back then. That's one. And second of all, for months, I was promoting a Spanish record with Ozuna that everybody knew that I was promoting. So what are you talking about?
Ra is who now? To
Ra is a friend of, I'm quote unquote, mm-hmm. and I'm putting the quotes around that, and I'm going to explain that in a minute. So Ra Ali was one of the girls who, Rashida, mm-hmm. but she goes by Ra Ali, mm-hmm. her nickname Ra for Rashida,
okay.
On Love & Hip Hop New York.
And she's a rapper?
And no, I don't think it's just that she's a rapper. I know that she's like supposedly like doing like the fashion. I believe she sold shoes, like, you know,
okay.
fancy shoes to the celebrities and things like that or gotcha. Whatever. And she would do this event, that event, or whatever. I've never
really seen, but she got like her...
I'm sorry?
She's in the scene. She's just...
Yeah, I mean, she's in the scene. I mean, she was on the show. She right. was an actual character okay. on the show. I haven't watched the New York series mm-hmm. in a while. You know, I'm more close to Hollywood because we're in Hollywood.
Right.
And our close friend, I won't name his name, is a part of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get all the, like, you know, intel and all of that or whatever. So I know a lot. And I have friends,
mm-hmm.
industry friends as well, who are very, like,
no, I get it.
On the show, you know, affiliated, whatever. So, fast forward. So, Ra was hanging out with Nikki at that party in New York. And she was on the scene when, you know, Cardi went, you know, was going in and took the shoe off. And remember, right. she threw the shoe or whatever. It didn't land. It missed Nikki. It didn't land on her. But she was aiming for her.
Right.
We all know that. Because she was, at this point, she just really had enough of Nikki. And I'm going to say, I don't condone... the fighting or anything like that or whatever, but I can understand where all of this got heated, especially on Cardi's side or whatever. She's a new up and coming artist, and you know, you got somebody who you looked up to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Really looked up to. She admitted that today on her video. She said, I looked up to you, I listened to you when I was in high school or whatever. And she was just like, the difference between me and you is that, you know, I wasn't sucking your dick.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't kissing your ass like some of these other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I don't like to call us females bitches. I'm just quoting her words. You know, it's like some of these other females do in this industry.
Right.
And I can appreciate that too. Now, fast forward. You know, Nicki Minaj has been very expressive on her Queen Radio.
Yeah.
You know, saying this. She has her little...
It's her podcast, actually.
Yeah, her Queen really Radio is. Podcast was... Yeah, exactly.
Hey, and that's not a diss, actually.
No, it's I'm
just
not saying, a diss.
I think she should actually just go at it in that form. She'd
right,
probably
yeah.
be even better
it's
successful.
It's not a diss. I think that...
Take it, Nicki. Run with it.
Yeah.
Be a podcast, you'll be more successful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you know what? You have the right platform. Like, don't use it for this. Like,
no, use it for that, but do more than that. Get people on, be way more...
She's had some people.
Nah, but is she having people she'll real debate with? I haven't watched, so I'm being...
Well, she what was it, Funk Flex? She did folk, but she was
yeah.
on his show.
Yeah.
It wasn't on Queen. Well,
I feel like she, I don't know. She won't probably do that, but I'm just saying.
I'm not saying that she can't speak.
And I'm not talking like to make it combative. I'm just saying like she.
Well, she's combative.
Well, she's going to be combative, but I'm just saying in the terms of like physical combative, it doesn't have to be about that.
Well, no. And then here's the thing. I am not against her having her radio mm-hmm. podcast
no,
on Apple Music Queen Radio. I'm not, nor am I endorsing her at the same time.
Right.
What I'm saying is, you can have a platform and you can have the debates and all this or whatever, but I think the way she's utilizing this platform,
mm-hmm.
Whatever, to keep this beef going.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's limited. You're just like, well, I can get on here and I could just do it for that. And what else are you doing? What's your Queen Rodeo about? What are you really offering? Do you have an in-depth conversation,
well,
actually?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to speak. I don't tune in.
I don't either.
I don't tune in
but
regularly.
I'm just putting that out there.
I don't tune in regularly to speak to say that she hasn't said anything, worked out. I know that she's working on some things for her, her people, the disaster mm-hmm. that happened or whatever. And so I don't know if she's using her platform for that mm-hmm. endeavor. And I mean, I wish she would and really focus on that
mm-hmm.
because that's a more meaningful
situation. I'm saying that
because
that's what it kind of relates to and the way she's been with this beef back and forth with Cardi. And not just that, even just the way she's been lately, like, not move in her career, really just being stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, I'm just talking music, visuals, whatever. That's always going to be cool or whatever. But content and lyrics. I mean, how many ways do you want to talk about your pussy?
I agree. How many ways can we talk about that? You're 38. How old is she? 36.
Yeah, whatever.
38, something like that. Somewhere in that ballpark,
mm-hmm.
where we're over it. We've been doing.
But it's not only
that's
that. You're in a field of it, the way in the part of what you've been a part of with this hip hop, and you still can have it that spirit. You do it, but you are still trying to attract the 15 to 20 some year old, essentially, real 22 year old.
I mean, that's okay.
But the problem is, whether you like it or not, whether it's fair or not, that next 4 years that pass by and those younger, they look at you as you're they don't want, like, whatever you're saying, even if you think they're hearing you probably like, ew, you're like a mom. You feel me?
I mean,
they're looking for or auntie.
Because I'm just saying,
kids, want their own. They don't want what's old.
We're deriving back from.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going into a whole other subject, man. I want to stay on topic for a minute. Where we stop?
No. I know. I'm going to stop there. But I'm just saying, she's been stagnant.
I mean, yeah, she's an auntie. I wouldn't say a mom.
She's absolutely a fucking mom.
No,
are you serious?
She's nobody's mom. I promise you, she's nobody's mom. Real moms don't act like that. Real moms, that is not a mess. She does not come off to me at all as a mother figure.
Even if it's not that.
This isn't our debate. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving you my perspective.
No, I know, but I'm just saying there's a young man
but it's changing though. See, this is I know this for a fact that it's changing because a lot of my friends and my peers are younger. They'll look at her as an auntie before they'll ever approach her or ever say that she's a mom. And it's not even about the age because the new millennials really don't, the majority of them don't look at age the same way anymore. There's not even the same respect level for...
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they wouldn't refer to her as a mom. An auntie, maybe. A sister, maybe. But never a fucking mom. And that's just for my own personal experience and being dealing with these people in the industry all the time, like upfront and close to personal. We're going to go back to the original conversation about this whole beef. So I need to get back to what I woke up to. So I woke up to like all these videos that Cardi posted and she's really directing them directly to Nicki Minaj or whatever. Nicki's been to me kind of hiding behind her.
So Nicki though started like talking about this today
on her podcast on Queen Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it was just like, yeah, well, here's my, this is where I'm going to go with this. So she goes on, she's on Queen Radio and she goes, Ra beat the hell out of out of Cardi B. I'm gonna play it. This is what she said.
Cardi's ass bad. Like really bad. And I'm not trying to, you know, and I'm not trying to be messy.
You are.
You went home and told people that security hit you. And we let that lie continue because of legal reasons. I told Ra, don't tell anyone you hit her because I don't want nobody trying to sue me.
Okay,
I'm gonna come to the person with money.
I'm gonna pause it right there. You heard that, because she said she was mad at Ra.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But bitch, you just put it out there. Excuse me, y'all. I just called her a bitch. I'm sorry. That really pissed me off. You just put it out there. This incident literally just happened in September.
Right.
We're at the end of October, so that was last month. Really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was last month. And if you're Ra Ali's friend,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to protect her, you didn't put the footage out there for legal reasons, which I know this is bullshit, because if you go back, she was willing to pay someone $100,000 for the footage.
To finally address any testiness and controversy between her and the Bodak Yellow creator. And yes, she dropped a few bombshells.
And he texted me and he said, is it okay to put Cardi on it? And I still have the text in my phone where I said, yeah, let's do it. And that's the only story I told. You know, I said exactly how it came about. And when it was time to clear the air about that, no one did that. You know, everybody, all of them allowed me to look like I lied. And, you know, even with the scheduling conflict, she's using my hairdresser now. So even he can attest to the fact, Tokyo, he knows that there really was a scheduling conflict, and it was because of him. He's the one that couldn't show up. And I texted him. I said, you know that if I don't show up the day she's shooting, they're going to act like it's because I'm doing it to be mean.
The scheduling conflict Nicki is referring to led to Cardi and Nicki appearing separately in the Motorsport video, when it was billed as a unifying song between the two. She also felt Cardi never showed her any genuine love up until recently, and really took exception to the first interview Cardi did after Motorsport dropped.
You know, when I heard the track,
right,
her verse was in Finnish. Well, it's not the verse that is on right now. And, you know, Quavo told me, like, to get on the song. And I just felt like it's a perfect opportunity for me to be on a track that is something that's big like them.
True.
Because those are two big people. And I just started in the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, oh, I know that if I get on this record, it's going to be crazy.
The biggest revelation came when Nicki, Cardi, and Migos had the opportunity to nip everything in the bud. And Quavo pretty much played her to the left.
So I texted Quavo and I said, hey, just, you know, could you back me up on this? Because, you know, I don't want people to think I'm lying. What do I have to lie about? And he didn't back me up. And, you know, he texted me. He was like, I would go on Twitter and back you up if you were my girl. LOL. And that hurt, because he's somebody, like, I love him, you know? And up until this recent interview that she did, I had never seen her show me genuine love in an interview. And I could just imagine how many girls wish they could have been on a song with Nicki Minaj. And I mean, I'm not saying it in a cocky way, but like, yikes.
Hip hop. You understand what I'm saying? A Raw, you know, beating right. Cardi's ass. But now you're saying that you have the footage. Well, pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story here?
No, Cardi answers a lot of all this. Like, that, like, there is a clear back and forth now after Cardi, you know, giving her, you know, because this WWE antic that Nicki's pulling off.
Yeah, it's really it. I want to say this before.
And, Vince McMahon would be proud of you, Nicki.
Right.
They should hire you next week.
Before I go back and play the
Can I get 10% if you get that deal? Thanks.
Stop cutting me off. Before I go back,
it's my show.
I don't care. Don't cut me off. We're going to fight.
It's my show.
We're going to fight. So, listen. Before I go back and play the rest of what Nicki was saying, I had issue with what she did here, because you're contradicting yourself. You literally just said that you were going to put that out there, that Rob beat her ass,
Right.
And then here it is, a month later, you're putting it out there that Rob beat her ass because, what, you didn't want nobody coming after you because you're the one with money. But that's your friend, so you just incriminated her if that were true.
Right.
But it's not true. Because we all saw the TMZ footage and all the footage that came along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no footage of Rob beating Cardi's ass.
Right.
Period. And why Cardi, and like Cardi said, why would I say something like that when I know that all kind of, as she say, footages, that's my baby. Mm-hmm. We know what she meant. When all,
she is actually right, she's in a way. Though, just, yeah. She can't say footages.
Yeah, it's just footage.
A lot of footage.
A lot of footage would have already been leaked and released, and this would have been put to rest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and if there would be no argument.
Absolutely. It's very simple.
So it's very simple. So you would have to be dumb as shit. If you are listening to Queen and you're that brainwashed,
mm-hmm.
where you don't have no mind of your own and you can't stop for a second and think.
It is like, a lot of cults in this United States.
I mean, true. But if you can't sit for a minute and be like, wait a minute, that don't make no sense. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back into her.
You're breaking a lot of Nicki people fans out there.
Whatever. I used to be a Nicki.
You went home and told you, I guess you had to look like a gangster in front of your friends and your family and da-da-da. I get it.
You guess she had to be a gangster in front of what?
Rob beat you so bad that I was mad at Rob.
Were you?
Like, Rob, I'm talking about the punches was so hard in your head.
In your head.
Mad at Rob. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck?
Okay.
She's got a bad acting right there.
Beat Cardi's ass bad.
Okay, now you hear her saying that Rob beat Cardi's ass really bad. Wouldn't Cardi would have been coming out of that gala, not Met Gala, it wasn't the Met Gala, it was another event. But she would have come out of that fashion event party bloody as hell. She's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what Ra Ali looks like. That's a big bitch. She's a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I think, you know what I'm saying? If she could really fight, then she would really
be. Yeah, and even if she could halfway fight, if you got somebody big enough, they're going to hurt
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
If you could throw your arm.
That part.
All you got to do is throw an arm real good for a second.
Cardi walked out of the event escorted by security with a knot on her head. That
somebody
was it.
Can get hurt good, even if it's on accident, or even if you try. But.
But Cardi is
it
a.
It ain't
really,
happen.
Cardi is a really stand-up chick, and she would have been like...
She don't care. She put herself in that situation.
Exactly.
She was actually going for it.
And she would have owned it. And she would have been like, okay, she got
if
the
you,
best of me.
The bottom line, this is too much conversation for this whole thing. Simple facts. Cardi said, bitch, I'm getting a piece of you. I'm coming.
She can't.
And... Nicki said, no, you're not. And
she hid in the corner.
Yeah, and then the other guys did their thing. And a little boom, little bump happens. And
right.
What would she want to...
We saw the footage. It doesn't matter. We saw what was released. Everybody watched it over again. The Shade Girl posted every angle.
When we were all in high school, junior high, whatever, when that 3 o'clock, talking about the fight, mm-hmm. and we were like 3 o'clock outside, that mm-hmm. type of shit. If you were going out and you did the fight, you already there was no phones or none of this shit. However, nobody was going to be able to go to school and lie the next day about what happened.
Their ass beat.
And if you tried, good luck. Nobody was doing that.
Nobody was doing that. And they're still not doing that.
And that's that kind of situation, let alone this.
So, Nicki sounded really dumb when she said that. And she sounded like you was really throwing your friend under the bus. If she really did do that, if that were the truth, it's mm-hmm. not. You understand what I'm saying? Because you just incriminated this girl.
Right.
Now, I went on Riley's page. She's verified, you guys, on Instagram. And from what I saw when I last checked, she hadn't posted shit about it. She's not saying anything. She's not engaged. She has not engaged.
Right.
Or whatever. I said the only engagement that she's had, which is with Carolina, which is Hennessy is Cardi B's sister.
Right.
And they've been going at it back and forth or whatever. And that's about it. And that started kind of like, yesterday, a couple of days ago or something like that or whatever.
I guess. You probably know a little bit more. I mean, I'm hearing about it as much as you are, but.
I mean, you know.
Or seeing it and, you know.
It's just at this point, it's just like, okay, Nicki. And now, here's the thing. if you're a viewer and you're listening right now, you're probably like, oh, your wife sounds a little biased, whatever. No, I'm not biased at all. Because to be honest, as Nate is sitting here as my witness, I would bump me some Nicki Minaj. I love Nicki Minaj. You know, I think she's an amazing artist.
I still like her stuff.
I still like her stuff. But what I don't like is her as a person.
Mm.
That's the difference. I love her music, and but I just don't endorse her personality. I just don't endorse her fakeness. And to be honest, it's just like,
what we forget, and this is the thing.
Let me get this thought out. I don't appreciate her fakeness. She calls herself Barbie. We all know that Barbie is fake and plastic as fuck. Mm-hmm. That's a Mattel. That's straight Mattel.
Right.
You're manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to idolize yourself after something that's manufactured. Well, she does have a manufactured ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a whole levels of that.
Right.
But I was going to just say, the thing is that she actually, before she was a rapper or in that way, she was coming in, like, through high school and everything as an actor, actress.
Yeah, and she wanted to be.
She still has, and she has that character about herself. I mean, she's played a character. She has multiple personality characters. She's on top of, like, before. Now she's who she is, queen. But
no, she named herself that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
those
altered. It's part of entertainment. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
It's okay.
Separate it? I don't know.
No, exactly. It's okay. It is okay to call yourself a queen. We're all queens. I'm a queen.
Queen. There's nothing fact. But
you know,
conduct and act more like in that way.
Yeah.
You want to? I mean,
because queens recognize queens.
Right.
Period. But to go to the levels that she's gone through to bring Cardi down, and I think it's outright disgusting. I'm honestly disappointed in her on every level of disappointment.
Yeah.
I'm highly disappointed in Nicki Minaj. I expected for her to be the queen, mm-hmm. to do much better than that or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think about other artists like, and beefs go on, you know, almost a lot. There's a lot of artists who have not had these beefs, and then there's some are. I mean, the queen of them all, Beyonce, she's had her beefs.
Mm-hmm.
She's had her beefs, but the difference between her and other ones is that she doesn't go and publicly blast. She don't speak on anything. Yeah. She don't address none of you.
Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey had a beef.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
There's secret tapes out there.
Who is it? Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
And
they go back, I'm sure.
Yeah, they go back.
It's just, they weren't as, it wasn't as public.
And even that when they did become public, mm-hmm. they still handled it with great
care. Nobody was trying to go up on an Oscar stage and try to act a fool.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
we've learned how to monetize the beef, is the thing.
Right, exactly. So I think what Nicki is doing is not wise.
She's so fixated on this idea. She's very foolish.
Fixated. It is foolish.
Yeah.
And it's at the end of the day, it's really not wise. And like Cardi said,
is she trying to get a role in the next Wizard of Oz that we don't know about?
I don't know. But like Cardi said, she said you were messing up your own legacy.
Yep.
And we say legacy because she truly is iconic. Mm-hmm. She's an iconic figure in the rap game.
That I tell you what, though, at this very moment, in my opinion, because from a real, real hip-hop type fan and all that, she hardly really got the right legacy in position. She should have about 2-3 albums that are so fucking good.
That is true.
Seriously.
But
we don't hold people to those standards no more.
Well, that's true.
Because it's been so much about money, everybody.
Well, here's the thing. So she wants to call out Cardi. I'm really going to touch on this. So she's calling out Cardi because she's saying that, you know, she was dissing her in her response on Instagram or Twitter. It was actually on Twitter. And she was responding to her. She's just like, you know, write a rap, Cardi.
Right.
You know, she's you know, dissing her for for supposedly not writing her own raps or whatever. But here's the thing with that, the issue that I have with that. That's, to me, equivalent of telling the actors and actresses on TV to write their own story for everything that they do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When we have entertainment writers, right? Screenwriters, all of these writers.
I understand that, but...
No, let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
That this is the entertainment business has always been like that. You have writers for actors and actresses. You have writers for screenplays. You understand what I'm saying? You have writers for music, for actual, you know, singers.
Right, but...
So what's the difference? But I know what the difference is, because they say it's frowned upon for, in hip-hop, for an artist to not write their own lyrics. So your butt is what to that?
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying that they, that she's just using that as the, that's the way to try to make her look bad, when in fact she's been supposedly getting writers too, and which she definitely has.
But she lies about it and say that.
So
that's
I know, but I'm just saying she's so in that same. I you know, not even to bring him into, because it's not nothing to do with it, but that's that Trump thing she does right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, deflect. I do the same thing and worse, and I'll you know.
Mm-hmm. But I'll make it, but will you do it?
But I'm going to switch and talk and make it about you, and you're the one that's doing all this terrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. Divide and conquer. Yeah. That's
what Nikki's going to, that's her MO, essentially.
It's
even
a
if
shitty
she's
way to be.
She's aware. That'd be foolish to be like, no, she ain't aware.
Oh,
don't be naive,
it's
people.
It's just a shitty way to be. And my other point is, too, is just like, you are, you're essentially part of the problem overall.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about with her and Cardi B. I'm talking about the system in general.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This attitude, and you wonder why people... Here's the thing. I'm going to be... why people react the way that they do, whatever, because Nicki, one, is not relatable. She's just not really relatable. She's not...
No. She hasn't allowed herself to be. She only had... in one of her best hits... till this day, as far as her own song, Moment in Life.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a very little bit, because it was just, she was obviously talking about being happy about her success that she got. But she had that feeling of being open a bit right for that song. But she hasn't had anything, not that she has to make that song, but I'm just saying she hasn't been able to do that with anything else. She hasn't being able to connect. Little Kim can connect. You know, all the great female artists. Queen Latifah. MC Light. That's what any rapper that any rapper. Though. Forget female, male.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Period.
I was about to say that.
Or artists. Singers. Rappers. Whatever.
I commend. I'm going to bring Drake into this conversation. I commend Drake. Yes?
Yeah.
I'm
for sure.
For sure. Because, you know, he's on tour.
Right.
And the beef of all beefs.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown. He recently just bought Chris Brown out at his tour.
Mm.
This is the same man he was fighting with over Rihanna.
Mm.
I'm talking club brawls.
Right.
I'm talking them being...
some real actual beef.
Some real shit.
Not just
like,
on records...
not just on records or this back and forth Twitter or Instagram war that's going on.
Right.
We're talking physical beef to where they're now banned from clubs or being
that's
in the
right.
same
you're
location.
Right, you're right, you're
oh,
right.
I'm very right.
I know. No, I was just trying to like recap because I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm very right. So, for him bringing out Meek Mills... You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just like, girl, and Drake is supposed to be Nicki's boy.
Right.
You don't even heard him endorse shit.
You don't want to have nothing to do with that bullshit.
Nor is Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne either. Nothing.
Now, I want the audience to sit and ponder on that thought.
Exactly.
Since she's so fucking right.
Yeah.
She's so right. But nobody's endorsed. None of her real people are endorsing. These little podcast studio boys that she got in there with her, just riding her coattail, riding her ass.
Oh, they're hired for a purpose.
For a purpose. Let's be clear.
Her own little Kellyanne Conway and
Sarah Sanders. Come on, Cliff. Yes, Sarah Sanders and Kellyanne Conway. Yes.
Kelly, in Mike Rappaport speak, Kelly I cockeyed Conway.
Right. I mean, you know, but I'm just saying, it's just like, come on now, Nikki.
Right.
Do better, girl. I expected better from her.
Mm-hmm.
But you, when you have a jealous heart, and that's how she comes off to me. It's beyond. It's like she's so fucking hurt. Like she's beyond butthurt.
Right.
On this situation. And it's just like, it's really no need to be. You call, and I'm going to tell you why it's no need to be. You jumping on everybody else's fucking feature. She jumping on features left and right.
Right.
To secure her bag. Right?
Right.
Why you just couldn't come on and say, you know what, girl, let's head up.
Nah,
I think,
man,
they would have been an amazing duo. This could have had a whole different narrative.
Yeah, you could add, you could put, I mean, come on, there's so many things you could do.
Yeah, this would,
if you're really actually that creative with it, but no.
If you're actually that creative, you want to talk about this girl, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and here's the thing about her, you want to talk about Cardi not writing her own raps or whatever, and da 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 da, it doesn't fucking matter. Because Cardi herself said it. When she went to DJ Self, Gwynnin Entertainment,
mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to fuck with her. He was fucking with her.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Right.
But he wasn't fucking with her musically.
Right.
And he said it live on Love & Hip Hop New York. I'm not, because your music is trash. I don't want to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
She was receptive to that.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B was receptive to that. She said, okay, well, help me not be trash.
Mm.
I'm hungry.
Gotcha.
I'm going to do whatever I gotta do,
right.
Put me on. I'll deliver.
Right.
Help me. She's verbal. She's publicly said this in her lives.
Yeah.
You know, where she would go back and she would let Offset listen to her.
Yeah, I could see that about. Yeah,
and,
I could see
and
that.
He, and she'd be like, do you like it, babe? Do you be like, no, you should say this or that. I don't like that. She took the criticism. She knew that she wasn't the born lyricist or whatever. But it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
She still had a dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no. She still went after that dream.
Yeah. All the way.
All the way. She put in her own money in the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, and you know, Nikki, you know, had the audacity to talk about her.
How she got it.
How she got
that
it.
Shit was...
She was a stripper before. And you were downplaying this girl's hustle on making it in these streets.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you're still utilizing sex in your way, but
yeah.
But whose was more honest, actually?
Right.
That's to me. I've always felt like, because people don't want to say it, but I have a lot of respect actually for like stripper or even
too.
A porn star too, in the fact of like, hey, you're really you. That's what you got to do, and you're just like, I'm gonna do it. Then do it.
Listen, no woman, how you grew up, no woman grows up saying to themselves, I want to be the number one fucking porn star in the world.
Right.
That's not how that happens.
No.
Or I want to be the number one stripper in the world.
Right.
That's not right. No. It's a means to a necessary end.
Right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And she used those means to get to her end. Well, here she is.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, and you know, and people start like,
just
oh,
like
she
a
was,
drug dealer.
Yeah, well, yeah. Jay-Z.
How many albums?
Y'all better stop acting like Jay-Z putting on the block.
How, we don't have to even, to start with, you can just go to a way all through the
Come on,
beginnings.
Nipsey Hussle.
Earlier and earlier. Nas. Any of them.
All of them.
Somebody at some point, whether
Biggie.
You came in, yep. Somewhere was, Death Row Records was financed off drug dealer who was in jail, actually running it from jail.
That part. Let's come through.
To start, yeah.
Let's come through. So for her to, you know, come at her like that and, you know, try to bash her, and, you know, and it's just like, okay, well, you're bashing Cardi, but what about the fucking strippers that you were just endorsing
yeah.
a month ago?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Because they're still strippers.
Right.
You didn't give them jobs to get them out of the strip club.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or even you could even set them up with some kind of management to help them get even that
Come
much
on
more
now.
Money.
You're
a ton of
she's
things.
She's just a walking contradiction.
Yeah. Well, she's not just that. And, like and I said, she's a narcissist.
She's a narcissist. There you go.
She absolutely
and
is.
Yeah. She's definitely a narcissist. It's just like, you know,
in a bad way.
In a very yeah. bad way. In mm-hmm. a bad way. I think all of us have a little bit of narcissist in us.
Yeah, no, they're all these things. But when yeah. there's, you have to know where it's like, there's
where
a problem.
Where you draw the line. And I think,
but if you're insulated and you've been, that's what you've, I mean, those, especially when it's really bad, sadly, it starts even earlier. It doesn't mean that it came with your fame. It actually had other points probably, you know.
Yeah.
But absolutely it can be increased to a high number of that when you're in that insular being taken care of that, you know, I understand how that can start feeding into somebody in a bit, even if you didn't mean that to be, but like when you start at a young age and you're getting everything brought to you and it's happening every day and now it just seems like this is what life is.
I think life is what you make it. And,
I know, but I'm just saying, I can see how people could get caught.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to get caught up
for those type of personalities.
You know, I tuned into all of this. You know, I see stories here and there or whatever, but I don't make it my life mission to really get caught up in it. But this is just one of those stories where I think it's talk worthy.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you... And the reason why I say it's talk-worthy because it's really a reflection
mm-hmm.
of how people view each other, the respect level, the disrespect level,
yeah,
all of that, and how this industry really works. And it really goes on to say, and I hope some of my people who are tuning in will understand some of the things that I've said before about how Hollywood in general, overall from coast to coast, is smoking mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Mm-hmm. This is just a prime example of that.
Yeah, it's, well, people forget it's a business.
Yeah, and it's a business. I'm looking at the Shade Room comments, and people are like, okay, well, who's lying? And then somebody else replied, everybody's lying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're gonna put this out. We're gonna make a. We're gonna bump this up as, you know, publicity. Mm-hmm. What for? Who, Nikki's sales?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's not even her. It was not even her album. She doesn't have an album out right now. I mean, outside of her releasing Queen, but yeah. you get what I'm saying? Like the her latest release right now is with Tyga. With Tyga.
Yeah, but even
she's
if
a feature.
But even if it's not about that, it's not. It doesn't even have to be about it selling that music or any music that she may have. It's just even about keeping your name relevant.
But my point is, and that's the point. What you just said about keeping your name relevant, mm-hmm. relative is not. It wasn't even necessary because
I know
you. It's you putting this fire ass video
but that's sad.
Out
Why?
With Tyga.
That's kind of says something sad on Nikki's part.
Yeah.
Why are you feeling that you have to be that desperate?
Very desperate because I know you're not trying to endorse Tyga. He's solid.
Yeah, because he's been killing.
He's been killing the game. Y'all better recognize.
Yep.
Baby boy been killing the
game. Just off that, even that track with that Cream track.
Yeah, with Iggy Azalea. Come on now. Listen, people were saying that Tyga was going to be finished when him and Kylie was done. And I was like, I don't freaking think so. He was already popping before he ever...
Yeah, I never... I mean, I give a lot of artists some rope because I understand how that business works and people that are just novice and just are fans, mm-hmm. like, don't necessarily see it, which is fine. It's not everybody gets it, but if you've had some big success, let alone some multiples in some ways, meaning singles... Albums is really good. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But as long as you've had something like that and some talent, whatever, you may, okay, go ahead and your next thing, you may struggle a little bit.
Right.
People aren't receptive. But it doesn't mean you're done. People want to write each other off real quick, but you'd be surprised how many times.
Mm-hmm. This is how crazy. Yeah. I just jump back on. I just jump back on Instagram, you guys. And if you go to the latest post that was posted by Cardi B 37 minutes ago, she posted Nicki Minaj's a tweet. And Nicki Minaj is saying, okay, you guys, let's focus on positive things only from here on out. We're also blessed. I know this stuff is entertaining and funny to a lot of people, but I won't be discussing this nonsense anymore. Thank you for the support and encouragement year after year. Love you. How crazy are you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't think about that before you started going crazy?
Mm-hmm.
On your radio show to mm-hmm. talk about how Ra Ali, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Cardi B retweeted, I mean, she reposted Nicki Minaj's tweet. So that's saying she's a dream, right? And then so Cardi B goes, at Nicki Minaj, all right then, let's keep it positive and keep it pushing. Okay. So let's see in a month from now if me and Nathan will come back and do another podcast on a follow-up to this follow-up.
Right.
I'm gonna hold back
some shit that I'm gonna have to talk about later. But so I got some whole other shit to talk about on that.
Yeah. And so with this being said, with this post, I conclude my argument or my discussion
right.
on this matter. Narcissism
mm-hmm.
at its finest.
Yep.
Because it should have been positive from the gate.
Right.
But like you just said, like I went back to see if anything else was posted and just to go what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's all what? Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody, you know, feeds into it. But I'm just like, okay, if you're going to feed into it, really pay attention to the facts mm-hmm. and what's really out there or whatever. Don't, you know, you get so many people that are caught up in sides. This is what happened with Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
It was a whole East Coast, West Coast war.
That resulted
in death.
Yeah, and fortunately has set... And they, you know, would both not want that intended, but set the precedent for a lot of beef since.
Right.
Or to be a part of that to, you know, feel like they need to do that. I mean, there's been stuff before, but there's just what the antithesis of what could terribly go wrong.
Right.
I mean, but there's whole other, man, that's like 15 podcasts.
Right.
But I think we definitely covered enough, so,
yeah.
for this.
We covered and, enough.
Yeah, and there'll be more coming up.
Cardi.
We damn near did an hour right there.
Good, yeah.
See how fast that is when you're fucking killing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I guess Cardi posted all those receipts and Nicki could handle it.
Give your places people can follow you.
Oh.
Or your favorite place, whatever.
Well, I don't know if I have a favorite place. You could definitely, you can follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm more active. You can follow me at Renee_MrsBella_EventPR. I'll probably change that. I know it's long and it's kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
I'll include it in the notes.
Yeah. Too. Included in the notes is Renea_MrsBella as it sounds _EventPR. And,
As soon as you start typing up some of that, it'll come up.
Yeah. Well, some people spell Renee with a double E, but mine is E-A. So, but yeah, you guys can follow me there. You can go to Sherabella.com. I'm going to be revamping that really soon. I have not had time to revamp that, you guys. But and definitely on I Love Can You.
Yes, ilovecanyou.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know where it's at. Check out the post. More stuff coming. Definitely peep. later stars that Renee is working with closely, Aina Breon.
Yes.
Sorry, did I get it good?
Yeah, Aina Breon and Nikki Banks.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Can't Nikki Banks. About Nikki.
Got some stuff bubbling. But yeah, thank you, everybody. This is going to be it for this one. It's hot. It's cooking. See you later.